Welcome to today's episode of Fuel with Pastor Emmanuel. It's all about faith, understanding, encouragement, and life. Be blessed by this episode. Blessed be God, it's a joy to come your way with God's word. Matthew chapter number 26, the verse number 14. Then one of the 12, the man called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priest, verse 15, and said, "What are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you?" So they weighed out 30 pieces of silver for him. 16 says, and from that time he started looking for a good opportunity to betray him. The greatest betrayal on earth is the betrayal of Jesus. Some of us may have experienced betrayal of friends and loved ones, or colleagues at work, or business partners. But the betrayal of Jesus is the greatest betrayal of all time. Because in it, the author of life, the giver of life, the savior of men, was betrayed by the ones he came to save. A man he came to die for. A man he brought into his inner circle. A man he mentored, trained, developed, groomed, went willingly. He wasn't sought for, but he went willingly to the leaders of the Jews, the chief priests, and he asked them, "What are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you?" And he was paid in advance. Whatever his reasons and his motivations, he went on his own to give up Jesus. And when he took his advance payment, the Bible says from that moment, he started looking for a good opportunity to betray him. Jesus would have certainly died, because he was born to die. He came to give his life as a ransom for many. He knew about the cross, because in the preceding verses, his body had been anointed for burial. He knew he would go to die. But it was one of his own disciples who went willingly to betray him and hand him over to the chief priests. And though he had not been wrong, he went willingly to give him up. And from then, he sought a good opportunity to betray him. Isn't that a striking lesson? In life, sometimes the people close to us may turn their backs on us. People we believe in, people we trust, people we repose confidence in may give us up or give us over. And that is the story of Judas Iscariot, who betrayed the Lord of life, the King of Kings, who betrayed the Lord of glory. Jesus knew in advance that he would die, and so he was not taken with surprise. Brothers and sisters, it's important that we do not put so much hope and confidence in people, because people are feeble. Even the most friendly, the most meaningful, the most valuable of friends may end up betraying us when we do not expect. Betrayals do happen. The Lord of life was betrayed. We need to put our hope and our confidence in the Lord, who never betrays us, and who, even though he was betrayed, still keeps on seeking after us. Sinful humans will betray the one that saves them, but the Savior does not betray the people he came to save. And so his hands are always reached out, waiting and yearning that humanity will turn to him and that he will embrace them. The Lord bless you. Shalom, peace, and life to you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fuel with Pastor Emmanuel. Till I come your way next time, grow in faith, increase in understanding, give encouragement, enjoy life in Christ.